Спасибо.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to thank the Secretariat of the UNECE for its report on the conference, which is on the UNECE website. I'd like to comment on the results of the conference, on the results of UNECE region for economic integration, and which took place in Minsk in October 2016. First of all, I'd like to thank the Secretariat and the Executive Secretary of the UNECE for their active support and promotion of the ideas of economic integration and bringing the economy closer together. I also would like to thank all the member states of the UNECE which participated in the conference. It included more than 160 participants representing member countries, integration structures, and international organizations. As part of the plenary session and the thematic meetings, there was an informative and lively discussion which showed the importance of a dialogue in the area of harmonization and cooperation of integration entities. International experts, scholars, business representatives reaffirmed the need for standards and integration of the UNECE region. One of the main conclusions which can be drawn from the results of the conference is that the development of economic cooperation and integration in the ECE region, to a significant extent, can promote realization of the agenda for sustainable development up to the year 2030. During the conference, it was stressed that strengthening the economic integration of the UNECE countries, in particular under existing integration entities, can promote achieving the sustainable development goals. Development of integration can promote modernization of economies, including through intensification of cooperation in production and taxes, as well as investments. It was said that greater Eurasian partnership on a basis of a broad range of integration measures, including associations in Southeast Asia, the Eurasian Economic Union, the European Economic Union, and the Shanghai Organization. During the session, the importance was noted of developing constructive economic and political cooperation between the ECE and the EU. The development of economic and trade relationships was noted as not extremely favorable, and it was hoped that a more fruitful dialogue would develop. At the same time, it was said that the UNECE is a neutral economic area or platform and could become a platform for such experience. During the working session devoted to questions of trade and standards, it was noted that rapprochement of attitudes to regulation can improve trade for the participants and reduce time spent, which would improve competitivity of production. This is also ensures security of production and economic and environmental protection and health. The participants also discussed such questions as non-tariff barriers to trade, and it was said that it would be good to consider questions of normative regulation in close connection with questions of trade, which would make it possible to stress of the productivity of sales networks. With regard to procedural barriers and normative barriers, attention has been concentrated on the analysis of at the country level. However, it was said that such studies could be reoriented towards analyzing transboundary trade flows covering several countries. Also, it was stressed that this situation is characterized by great fragmentation of normative provisions and their non-compliance with them in the markets. Acting through their working group on the area of policy of standardization and cooperation on questions of normative regulation, the UNECE has actively participated in organization of cooperation in the area of regulations. Applying standards and international procedures of assessment of conformity makes it possible for regulators to save resources and make use of existing experience. Technical regulations, as was noted at the conference, can be an obstacle to development of trade. Therefore, it's important to ensure harmonization and rapprochement among them and develop transporter cooperation. A number of representatives of integration organizations reported on the practice and approaches which are being used in their areas. In our view, the results of the Minsk conference clearly show the need to increase a dialogue on harmonization of policies and elaborate coordinated approaches in trade and transport and logistics and customs to resolve systemic problems of economic development. During the conference, it was stressed on a number of occasions that development of ties between integration organizations is a long-term objective. However, as for concrete practical questions, they can be considered already today at the expert level. It is the experts who should determine the prospects for the agenda and for future work in the roadmap. We believe that the dialogue begun at Minsk should be continued. In this connection, we consider the final document of the conference prepared by the Secretariat as an important and substantive contribution to strengthening the work of our committee. The ideas expressed during the conference at Minsk could be further developed. We consider that the UNECE could continue to serve as a platform for the discussion of problems and ways of developing cooperation among various integration organizations in the region. In this connection, we propose using the potential and existing mechanisms of the UNECE to discuss ways of harmonization and intensification of cooperation among integration organizations in the UNECE region and beyond it, as well as to form a greater Eurasian partnership on a basis of expanding regional cooperation. Thank you.